facing most likely one of the largest snowstorms in the history of this city.
Sooner or later, we're going to get hit with a big one, and this may be the one.
I'll believe it when I see it, I guess. I'm hoping maybe it won't be as bad as they say.
New Yorkers should not underestimate this storm. Assume conditions will be unsafe. Assume that you do not want to be out in this storm. When you can stay indoors, stay indoors. When you can stay off the roads, stay off the roads.
Starting last night at 11, it was actually illegal for private cars to drive on New York City streets. States of emergency were declared in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. The National Guard was called out in several states, all because of a storm that officials were describing with words like historic and life-threatening. It hit last night and is expected to last through today. It could bring 20 to 30 inches of snow. But that's only part of the story. Wind gusts of 55 to 65 miles per hour, that's a force of a tropical storm, will be driving all that snow into the region. The silver lining is the 58 million people potentially in the path of this thing had advance notice. They were able to stock up on everything from bread to batteries to bagels to bathroom tissue. Many stores totally ran out of stock. Thousands of flights were canceled as people prepared for what forecasters called a blizzard in the true sense of the word.